जय राध माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राध माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जयो कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय कृष्णा बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद और प्रेमानंदी हरि हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधारा शिवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्यामकुंड राधाकुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की तुलसी देवी भक्ति देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की सामवेद भक्त वृंद की श्रीमद्भागवतम की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की Transcendental Prasadam distribution ki, Transcendental book distribution ki. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Shishi Guru and Karanga Namah Vishnu Daya Krishna Shtaya Bhutale Shrimad Radhana Swami Dinamne. Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Mahe Namaha. I'm so, so grateful for your time today. Thank you very much. Welcome everybody. And everyone who will be listening online, please, please give your blessings so that we can discuss from Bhagavatam something that will help us on our journey to God. And even to the internet audience, same request, please, please send your blessings. And to the future, anybody who listens, thank you so much. So we are on the Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam. This is the perfect science of Krishna. And we are on the third canto, chapter 23rd, which talks about Devahuti's lamentation. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Please sing together. Narayanam Namaskrityam Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudirayet Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Muttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nandana Gopakumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha. So we are on text 7. We'll do call and response, so please repeat. Ye me swadharma niratarasya tapaha samadhi. So we'll go again. Ye me swadharma nirattarasya sapaha samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasadaha. Tane vate madunu sevanaya varudvana. Drishtim prapashya vitaramya bhayana shokan. Ye me swadharma niratarasya tapaha samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagvat prasadaha. Tan evate mad anusevanaya varudhana. Evanaya varudhana. Drishtim prapasya vitaramya bhayana shokan. Haribo, devotees. Ne swadharma niratarasya tapaha samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasadaha. Tane vate madana sevanaya varudhan. Drishtim prapashya vitaramya bhayana shokan. Ye me sadharma niratasya paha samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasadaha. Tane vate madananu sevayan varudhan. drishtim prapashya vitaram anashokan. Ye me svadhamma niratarasya samadhi. Vidyatma yoga vijita bhagavat prasadaha. Tane vate madanusevaya varudhan. Vishtim prapashya vitarya manashokan. Okay, we'll do synonym and translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jaye. Ye, those which, me, me, by me, swadharma, own religious life, niratasya, fully occupied with tapaha, in austerity, samadhi, in meditation, vidya, in Krishna consciousness, atma yoga, by fixing the mind, vijitaha, achieved, bhagavat prasadaha, the blessings of the Lord, tan, them, eva, even, te, by you, mat, to me, anusevanaya, by devoted service, avaruddhan, obtained, drishtim, transcendental vision, prapasya, just see, vitarami, I am giving, abhayan, which are free from fear, ashokan, which are free from lamentation. Translation. Kardama Muni continued, I have achieved the blessings of the Lord in discharging my own religious life of austerity, meditation, and Krishna consciousness. Although you have not yet experienced these achievements, which are free from fear and lamentation, again, which are free from fear and lamentation. And the two words we read are Abhayan and Ashokan. I shall offer them all to you because you are engaged in my service. Now just look at them. I'm giving you the transcendental vision to see how nice they are. Purport. Devahuti engaged only in the service of Kardama Muni, which is her husband. She was not supposed to be advanced in austerity, ecstasy, meditation, or Krishna consciousness. But imperceptibly, she was sharing her husband's achievements, which she could neither see nor experience. Automatically, she achieved these graces of the Lord. What are the graces of the Lord? It is stated here that the graces of the Lord are abhaya, free from fearfulness. In the material world, if someone accumulates $1,000,000, he is always full of fear because he is always thinking, what if the money is lost? But the benediction of the Lord, Bhagavat Prasada, is never to be lost. It is simply to be enjoyed. There is no question of loss. One simply gains and enjoys gaining. Bhagavad Gita also confirms this. When one achieves the grace of the Lord, the result is that sarva duhakkhani, all distresses are destroyed. When situated in the transcendental position, one is freed from the two kinds of material diseases, hankering and lamentation. This is also stated in Bhagavad Gita. After devotional life begins, we can achieve the full result of love of Godhead. Love of Krishna is the highest perfection of Bhagavad Prasada, or divine mercy. This transcendental achievement is so greatly valuable that no material happiness can compare to it. Prabodhananda Saraswati said that if one achieves the grace of Lord Chaitanya, he becomes so great that he does not care for a fig for the demigods. He thinks of monism as hellish, and for him, the perfection of controlling the senses is as easy as anything. Heavenly pleasure becomes to him no more than stories. Actually, there is no comparison between material happiness and transcendental happiness. By the grace of Kardama Muni, Devahuti experienced actual realization simply by serving. We get a similar example in the life of Narada Muni. In his previous life, Narada was a maidservant's son, but his mother was engaged in the service of great devotees. He got the opportunity to serve the devotees, and simply by eating the remnants of their foodstuff and carrying out their orders, he became so elevated that in his next life, he became the great personality Narada. For spiritual achievement, the easiest path is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and to serve him with heart and soul. That is the secret of success. As stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his 8th stanza of prayers to the spiritual master, Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasadaha. By serving or receiving the grace of the spiritual master, one receives the grace of the Supreme Lord. By serving her devotee husband, Kardama Muni, Devahuti shared in his achievements. Similarly, a sincere disciple, simply by serving a bona fide spiritual master, can achieve all the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual master simultaneously. Once again, thank you for being here. So, little background information for those who may not be here few classes. Kardama Muni was born from shadow of Brahma. Brahma is considered creator of the universe. He is the creator of the universe. And he is born in the mode of goodness that we saw in chapter 12. There are different sons of Brahma. There is Atri Muni, there is different rishis. This one is Kardama Muni, Pulasya Rishi, Kratu, Daksha, Vasishtha. These are different sons of Brahma, very powerful. And then we have Kardama Muni. Now going few chapters ahead, 21st chapter, Lord Brahma commands Kardama Muni to beget children in the world, to populate the world. So this is similar to the first two human beings who populate the earth. Adam and Eve maybe? Kardama Muni practiced penance on the bank of River Saraswati for a period of 10,000 years. And during that time, Lord Vishnu appeared. He was so pleased with Kardama Muni that he displayed his transcendental form. Kardama Muni offered obeisances to the Lord. His heart was full of love of God, and with folded hands, he offered beautiful prayers. And then in the end, he said, because he has been given task of populating the world, so desiring to marry a girl of like disposition, who is like him, and to satisfy my lustful desire, I too have sought the shelter of your lotus feet. So he's saying that I want to marry and to satisfy my lustful desires, which are, we know, this is a transcendental lust. This is not like material lust. Lord Vishnu, shining very beautifully, replied with words as sweet as nectar. And he was so pleased. Lord Vishnu actually had tears in his eyes. And that became a Bindu Sarovar, the lake, which is famous for healing properties. Then we hear that this Kardama Muni, he was tall, his eyes were beautiful like lotus petals, he had matted locks, but he was dressed in rags. I mean, he's just doing austerity. So he looked like an unpolished gem. Although he was not properly dressed, like former attire, he looked like he had that, still had some effulgence. So, lo behold, the emperor of the world comes with his daughter, because that's the benediction Lord gave him. So emperor of the world came, who possessed everything, and he had a beautiful daughter, and that is Devahuti. She was so beautiful that one of the Gandharvas, while flying on the plane, ended up falling down looking at her beauty. She was considered the ornament of womanhood. So we are seeing the match of the equals. The girl is very talented, very she has amazing virtues, she's chaste. And the husband is very, he can be very austere, and he's pleased Lord. He has love of God, and that's, Prabhupada says, is the biggest quality, is not to go for how much is your bank balance, what is your degree, but go for the best husband. And then we read that both wife and her mother agreed, and then the marriage took place. And then we hear that this emperor of the world, he spent millions of years in thinking about Lord, and his life was perfect, and he was always writing down, chanting the pastimes of the Lord. He was completely engaged in the service of the Lord. And he enjoyed his material happiness in a God-conscious atmosphere. Talk about work-family balance, right? We have a couple of consultants here in the audience today. So, amazing work-life balance. And we then here read that Devahuti is sadhvi, she's chaste. She's an Ingita Kovida. She understands the desires of the husband. Here, the husband is not just husband. He's also a spiritual master of Devahuti. So, guru. They have the same disposition, it says. So, both wanted the same thing out of the marriage. It was not forced on her. Vishrambhena, with intimacy, she served like an intimate friend. So, there's a relationship, but there's also intimacy of friendship. Atma Shochena, with purity of mind and body she served. Gauravena, with great respect. Damena, with control of the senses. Shushrushaya, with service. Saurudena, with love. Vacha, with words. And Madhurya, with sweetness. And she gave up all her lust, pride, envy, greed, vanity from herself. Because again, they are of same disposition. He has also given up doing that during the austerity, and she has also given up that. And then Prabhupada adds many important points. Wife, render service to husband like an intimate friend, and the husband has to be equally qualified to receive that service and give blessings. And what is the blessing here? The biggest blessing. And that is Abhayam and Ashokan. Abhayam is free of fear. Anybody free of fear here completely? Okay, thank God. Here Prabhupada writes that somebody had $1 million, even then he would be fearful that this may be stolen from. I recently read a real life thing. Radhesham Prabhu from Pune was saying, a guy, a very rich guy, he used to close his shop every day and carry a sack of money. On very certain days, he used to carry a sack of money. But he used to have lakhs of rupees in it, and only few people knew. One thief watched him. While he was just bowed down to close it, he decapitated him. And he took all the money and ran away. You know, sometime, I remember a time in my life I thought, oh, I just wish I had this much money. It would be so nice. But no, money, more problems. Money doesn't give that satisfaction. Money brings worries, money brings fears. Every spirit, every material joy, you can say that. It comes at the cost of something. You find a job, that means many others were rejected for the job. You do something, you eat something nice, but you don't know what has been, well, maybe somebody else went hungry. So this is the material world. It's always comes at the cost of somebody. Many people read newspaper. It's important to read newspaper to be aware of the news. But lot of times the rasa is that, oh, this bad thing happened, this sad thing happened. And when the news reporters are asked, why do you write so many sad stories? And they say, otherwise the newspaper won't sell. Nobody wants to hear the good things. Because in a deep way, they want to feel good about their life when they read something bad about somebody's life. Newspaper, north, east, west, south, something it says, past and present, evening report, but it's all saddening report, shocking news, because it shocks us. So this is the material world. The happiness comes at the cost of somebody else's deprivation, somebody else's sadness, as opposed to the spiritual world. A lot of people think the deities are dressed so opulently. Anybody who comes, they may be wearing $1 cloth or $100 attire or $1,000 attire, but they all come as equal. And we become more joyous looking at beautiful deities opulently dressed. In the end, you remember their dress. Otherwise, when you look at each other, sometimes this envy arises. Oh, her dress is nicer than mine. But when you come to a temple, spiritual, to get spiritual joy, everybody can get benefited. So here again, it brings to the point that devotional service takes away our fear. Takes away our hankering and lamentation. Otherwise we live in our mind. Our mind thinks, oh, this is good, this is bad. And that's manodharma. We are not also our intelligence. Like, intelligence says, do this, do that usually. And that's sometimes just we are caught up in our buddhi. We are not our false egos. In the Kali Yuga, it says, which is the present age, it says that there is a hypocrisy and quarrel. A lonely person in the Kali Yuga, it's observed that people are starting to get really, really lonely. And when person is very lonely, it's possible to become a hypocrite and criticize everyone. And if they are with everyone, it's easy to quarrel. So this is the duality that keeps on happening. And I was trying to see what's this purport talking to me? What's the real meaning behind all this here? What is the real meaning of this story? And she's working sanely, diligently, this Devahuti Is he her guru? Will she get a son? Is that the main purpose of the guru, a story? That the story is focused on guru? No. Is the story focused on what she's going to get out of that relationship of husband-wife, which is a son and daughters? No, I didn't think that was the purpose. Is the story trying to tell me that this is how you should train your daughter or son so that they become ideal model, like this is how they behave? I was not sure. Is this her swadharma, means her religion? This is how she's supposed to be. This is how she's supposed to serve. I was not sure. Does she have nothing else to do? And then I realized that she's doing the service. And Prabhupada says that service, that Narada got that devotional service, that's the greatest joy. That's our real identity. Service is soul's purpose. Service is greatest joy. Service is soul's journey. Service is soul's nature. Service is soul's identity. And I have seen this myself. I was going through divorce many, many, many years ago in Boise, Idaho. Domestic abuse. And it was really hard decision. I was like, I have to get divorce. But my daughter was just 2 years old. And I was like, can this be my decision to make her fatherless? Because he won't be involved if we get divorced. I knew that. He knew that. So I was pondering for days, months. And I asked a senior devotee, and she said, it's your decision, but know that a blind uncle is better than no uncle. So, you know, it's your decision. Nisha, if your life is in danger, of course, you have to make a difficult choice. I still went through domestic abuse for more months. I remember my mother saying to me, you have stopped smiling for months and months. She said, you have stopped smiling. And I said, okay. And then I remember not sleeping for 2 straight nights because my daughter saw domestic abuse and she went and hit somebody in the daycare. And I could not sleep for 2 nights. I was like, oh my God, I have to make her, I have to do this. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I have to take you away from your father for some time. And I got divorced. I was still morose for many more days until I came to Krishna Temple in Boise. And then, the first time I danced, I remember I must have smiled a lot. And then a few days later, Mother Arudha gave me books. And I said, I can do this. She said, no, I can't ask for money. She said, where will I go? Just go in your neighborhood. I can't ask for money. That's okay, just give them away. And then she went and I think got Leelamrita or Science of Self-Realization with Prabhupada picture. She said, and you can ask money for this one. It was a thicker book. It was a very nice looking book. So I went through the neighborhood. I walked for a couple of hours. My Mother Arudha babysat my daughter. And I was so happy. I remember. And I got $1. I got $1. Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And then I realized what I'm realizing from this purport is it's service. Service is what brings the real joy. And it takes away all fears, ashokam, and takes away all fears, all shoka, all worries, all anxiety, all pain. Prabhupada writes in this purport, second canto, when he's just reached America, he's seeing people are so unhappy here. They are into drugs. They are like living like zombies, hippies. And he writes in the purport that beginning from the top executive head of the state down to this insignificant pauper in the street, all are rendering some sort of service to others. The perfection of such a service attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit or from Satan to God. So this service really is our real thing. I wish I was a poet like Samapriya. I would have done poem on this. How service brings real joy. It's our real nature, how it is our real being. And there's nothing without service. And there are a few fears mentioned. And I was looking what fears the service can get us out of. And I was so fascinated. I'm really fascinated by this. There are many phobias that people have. And when I read, I was like surprised, so many phobias. I'm going to go through just a few. Acrophobia, fear of heights. Aerophobia, fear of flying. Then ablutophobia, fear of bathing. Anybody has it? Amaxophobia, fear of riding in a car. Anthrophobia, fear of flowers. Aquaphobia, fear of water. Arachnophobia, I can't even read this, fear of spiders. Astrophobia, fear of outer space. Ataxophobia, fear of untidiness. Atelophobia, fear of imperfection. Then there's a fear of failure. Autophobia, fear of alone. Bacterophobia, we are just on B. Fear of bacteria, fear of gravity. Bibliophobia, fear of books. Plants, botanophobia, bromidophobia, smelling bad, fear of smelling bad. There are so many more. Fear of color white, leucophobia, lalasophobia, fear of tornadoes. Hi, Rajashree. Hare Krishna. Thank you for coming. Fear of tornadoes and hurricanes, lilapsophobia, lochiosophobia, fear of childbirth, fear of cooking, maybe I have that, megalophobia, fear of large things, melanophobia, fear of color black, microphobia, fear of small things, mysophobia, fear of dirt and germs. I skipped many between B and M. There are so many here. Nomophobia, fear of being without your mobile phone. Noctiphobia, fear of the night. Necrophobia, fear of death. Very true. Octophobia, fear of the number 8. Obesophobia, fear of gaining weight. Oh my God, there's an industry that's called Hollywood. Ometophobia, fear of eyes. I'm like, what? Fear of birds, ornithophobia. Fear of smells, osmophobia. Again, different kind of smell, I guess. This is all smells. That was bad smells. There are so many here. Fear of disease, pathophobia. Pedophobia, fear of children. Fear of love, philophobia. And again, my purpose is not to laugh at anybody who has this phobias. My purpose is to give them the knowledge via books so that they can get rid of all their fears. I mean, karma is bad. If I laugh at them, it will come back to me. I used to distribute books saying that, oh, those politicians, you know, they politics, they suck blood, you know. These books, they teach you how to live a good life. Lo and behold, the next job I got was in political consultancy. So I'm not laughing at them, I'm just laughing with them. Xanthophobia, fear of color yellow. So the purpose here is that we relate to people in their own ways and we can bring them to Krishna, to Prabhupada via books or via prasadam, give them love, give them care, bring them here. By the way, this fear is also very monetary business. There was a Fear Factor TV show in which they say their purpose was to get rid of fears. If anybody knows better, let me know. They gave $100,000 prize on one show and then some others $50,000 prize. This was in 2012, those years. And one time they had, this is so, I can't even imagine I'm reading it in Bhagavatam class here. One episode was named Leeches and Shaved Heads and tear gas. So they were exposed to leeches. I don't know if they had to eat it, Hare Krishna. But it says, Jivo Jiva Se Jivanam. They had to shave heads, eyebrows, all their hair to be gone. And then they were spread tear gas. And the purpose is to get out of that fear, I guess. I don't know. And the last episode they shot, which they didn't even know how to air. Listen to this. The contestants drank the urine and semen of a donkey. Hare Krishna. I was like, Prabhupada would have, I don't know what Prabhupada would have said on this. And they didn't air, thank God. There was. So the point is that there is so much pain and suffering in the outside world. There's so much fear in the outside world. There are many fears in the spiritual scriptures too, but I'm going to skip that. I'm just going to come to one thing. Is Narsingha Chaturdashi is coming very soon in 4 days. And so we can, if we have any fear, we can take shelter of Narsimhadev on the altar that's near Krishna Balaram, on the third altar, small deity. Jananivas Prabhu said, we can pray to Narsimhadev to protect our guru, that means Shiksha or Diksha gurus, protect the ISKCON movement, and protect me and my beloved's devotional service. Ukram Viram Mahavishnu Jolanto Sarvato Mukham Narsingham Bhishanam Bhadram Mrityu Mrityu Namamiham. And Namaste Narsingaya, we can sing those songs. We can also pray to Lord Ram, Sakrit Eva Prapannoyas, Tavasmiticha Yachate, Abhayam Sarvadatasmai, Dadami Etad, Vritam Mama. It is my vow that this Lord Ram says to his devotees, if one only once seriously surrenders unto me, saying, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours, and prays to me for courage, I shall immediately award courage to that person. And he will always remain safe from that time on. And I was retrospecting, what are my fears? I used to have a big fear of distributing Bhagavatams. And then my friend, Sukeshwari, she said, I said, I want to distribute Bhagavatam. She said, are you reading it every day? I said, not every day. She said, you have to read every day, okay? I started reading every day, 1 year, no Bhagavatams. Okay, just pray to Prabhupada, Vaisheshika Prabhu. And I did that. No, I couldn't distribute Bhagavatams. She said, do you have Bhagavatam in your car? I said, no. Put a Bhagavatam in your car. Then you will distribute Bhagavatam. Okay, I put Bhagavatam in the car and it happened. Mm. Some people here may have fear of speaking. And there are so many wonderful classes there. You can speak on Bhagavatam. And Prabhupada wanted everyone to be guru. And giving Bhagavatam class is nothing compared to being a guru. If we really want to take shelter of Abhay Charan Ravinda, I feel we have to give up all the fears we have. All the fears we have. It's very important to meditate on that. Do I want to be instrument of Krishna's mercy, Narsingadev's mercy, Guru's mercy, Prabhupada's mercy? Do I want to be an instrument? Then I have to give up all my fears. And we can meditate on that. And yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. And then if Guru is pleased, yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado, yasya prasadat na kati kutopi, dhyayam tayastuvam stasya, yasya sri sandhyam, vande guru sri charanaravindam. Then we can please Guru and Gauranga. I'd like to take reflections on this, if that's okay. And any comments? Again, we welcome Amy. Thank you, and Santosh, and Prakash, and Madhuji, I forgot your name. Maya phobia, Haribol. You want to comment on how to get rid of Maya or the illusory energy? That's a good one, Gopeshwari Prabhu. Thank you. Okay. He said he's coming on 30th. Already? Okay, wonderful. Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so glad they are here. We spoke. Him, Devi Murthy, Sita, and Balram are here. Yeah. And are you fearful of commenting? Please get rid of that fear. Yes, Tito Dimuni, thank you. Actually, it's written there that you have phobia. That's a good one. And will they cancel each other? Phobia. Actually, there is a phobia. What do you think? Just chant Hare Krishna. That's a good answer. Anybody has any other comments besides phobias? Ashokan? How to please Guru? Would you like to add anything? Okay. Hare Krishna. Grantharaj Srimad. Yes, Prabhu. Soma Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Nice class. When you were talking about Lord Nrsimhadeva, I was also thinking about how he has very strong nails, like he could rip open the chest of Hiranyakasipu. And also, if we're not chanting well, we have like a stone heart. His nails are very good for breaking apart our heart so that we can chant better.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. We can pray to Lord Nrsimhadeva. Also, I just want to add that in the community, there are some resources available for people who have some other secrets or problems, because you are as weak as your secrets, you are as vulnerable as your secrets, you are as sick as your secrets. Some people nowadays have this mobile phobia that we read about. They cannot get away from social media. And there is a group available called Bhakti Alcoholic and Anonymous. It's like that group. Amrita Kelly leads it. And it's a wonderful resource. I used to go a little bit on social media, and I joined the readings. And the one fear I got rid of was that you are as sick as your secrets. Don't be afraid to share your anxieties with a trusted friend, and also at the same time work in such a way that you can come out of these things, because they can also really ground, not let us make progress. They can really suppress us. And one thing we found out is that there are so many youth that want to come to these meetings, but they didn't have transportation. And at that one point, we couldn't accommodate everybody. And this is something needed. So my humble plea to you, help any youth to connect so that they can get rid of their abhaya ashoka. They can get rid of their fears and distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we do tend to, as a community, we do tend to have some fear of distributing Srimad Bhagavatam. And that's the... As Prabhupada said, every gentleman and ladies, of course, should have a set of Srimad Bhagavatam at their home. So if you know anybody, please help them. And also, please, I really pray to everybody listening, everybody here, please get rid of your fear of distributing Bhagavatam sets. That's my humble plea. With that, I will end. Thank you so much for your kind attention. Your presence is a blessing in my life. I'm so, so grateful to the temple management too for allowing me to speak. Anything good I spoke, is because of Guru Maharaj's mercy. Thank you very much. Vanchakalpatarubhyasya kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnebhyo namo namah.